Hi, everyone. Welcome to Keeping a Notebook, a podcast on writing. I'm Nina LaCour. I have two quick announcements for you before we begin. One is that I finally have transcripts available for the show. You can find them at ninalacour.com/transcripts. And the next is that my online class, the Slow Novel Lab, is currently open for enrollment. It's a lot like this podcast, but much more in depth, with video lectures and 6 phases of themed exercises and explorations to move through together. We have live video chats every week where I answer your questions about motivation, characters and plot, self-promotion, finding an agent, and finding your way in this often difficult business. A private forum connects you with other writers so that we can keep the conversations going between video chats. There is one more week to sign up, and many of you have been signing up already. I've been loving seeing your introductions and getting to greet you on the forum. It begins on February 16th and runs through March 26th, 2020. All right, on to today's topic, the middle. We know where we're starting from. We know at least a bit about where we'll end up. But as important as beginnings and endings are, the vast majority of our stories, hundreds of their pages, in fact, if we're writing novels, take place between the two. Most of our stories take place in the middle, and the middle is where we often get stuck. For me, it's where I tend to overcompensate for my worries that my novel isn't interesting enough or eventful enough, and I add in all sorts of things that I don't need. When you're in the middle, it's easy to feel lost at sea. Just you in your little boat, no land in sight, so many directions you could turn toward, nothing certain. But there are many ways to find your story's internal compass, and I'm going to share the one that I turn to the most, which is to list a ton of questions, and then use those questions to identify distinct phases of my novel. It's a brainstorming exercise that turns into an outline of sorts, and it's part of a bigger process that I guide my students through in the Slow Novel Lab, but it also works really well on its own. The first step is to make a list of the story's questions, and I like to put these in 2 general categories. The first category contains events and developments, in other words, plot questions. These are the little mysteries of your story, the questions that keep readers turning the page to find out what will happen next. Questions like, will they reach the house they're driving to? Will they run out of gas or money? Will she tell this person how she feels? What will the house look like after all this time away from it? Will she find the person or the object she's searching for? So that's the first category, the easier one. The second category is internal and thematic. These are the big questions the character and the story is asking. And maybe also the questions that you are asking as you write. These cut to the heart of what this story is and why you're telling it. Questions like, is it possible to truly know someone? When something deep is broken, what grows in its place? And how do relationships endure as the people within them change? That's the second category, the big stuff. Make these 2 lists as detailed as you possibly can. No plot or thematic questions are too small to be considered here. All right, once you have your lists, it's time to move on to the next part of this, which is to identify the phases of your novel. This is where the brainstorm turns into an outline. I'm going to get very prescriptive here, so make a line across your paper or screen. On one side will be your plot notes, and on the other will be your internal and thematic notes. What we are working to identify here are phases of your novel, so that your middle isn't one big, difficult-to-navigate block, and instead is made up of several sections, with some of them overlapping others. So this line down or across the center of your page is going to become a chronological timeline for your story. If you have a non-linear storyline, you might make 2 of these for the past and the present narratives, or for various characters if you shift points of view. You get what I'm saying. Make any adjustments you need for your story. On the plot side, mark the points when the story shifts, when characters enter or leave, when the setting changes, when time passes, when important events take place. Look at your list of plot questions and mark when each question is first introduced and when it is resolved. You'll start to gather great information by doing this. You'll see if there are times in your novel where big stretches pass without any significant events or revelations. Those might be places to look at for pacing to make sure those sections feel dynamic enough, or if you should move some things around. Once you've finished on the plot side, move on to the internal side of the line now. Where do things shift internally for your character? This is, of course, far more subtle and complex and nuanced than the events, so accept from the beginning that these transitions won't be quite as clear or neat. Still, there are factors to help guide you toward a loose timeline of emotional and thematic progression. What are your character's hopes and needs? When are they established? When do they change or become fulfilled or denied? What philosophical, spiritual, or existential questions is your character wrestling with at different points in the novel? Also consider your character's feelings toward others and their feeling towards themselves, their self-control, self-acceptance, self-worth, self-image. Once you have both sides of your line filled in, take a look at how the plot side and the internal side sync up. Hopefully, you'll find a partnership there, that as things happen, internal landscape is shifted, and that the internal changes also influence the external events. And I imagine at this point, the phases of your story will start to become clear, and you'll see that within each phase is a journey of its own, that there are beginnings and endings all throughout your story, that the middle isn't a wide open ocean at all, and that it has a logic to it, a bunch of little pieces in it, and all you need to do is write them one at a time. Maybe there's the phase where he starts the new school and he's looking for acceptance, and then the phase where he's found it but doesn't trust it yet. And then comes a big event and he's plunged into a new phase with different hopes but the same persisting doubt until he makes a choice and a new phase begins. Now, I know this was a lot of information, so I will remind you again that you can find it all written out for you at ninalacour.com/transcripts. And if you found this exercise helpful, know that it's just a small piece of the unit we do on plot and pacing in the Slow Novel Lab. There's just about 1 week left to enroll. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Keeping a Notebook. And thank you to my brother, Jules LaCour, for the music, and Sonics Podcasts for the editing. I'll be back next week for the final episode of this mini-season.